All right, today is the last day of November, so you know what that means.
Yes, around the world this weekend, music writers will wake up, they'll stretch, they'll poke their fuzzy little heads out of their burrows. Allie, I think you know this. If the music writer sees his shadow and gets scared, then we get, I think it's 6 more weeks of
I think you're pretty
Michael
actually
Bublé.
confused because this is about the time of year when we get lists from people.
Oh,
Yeah, it's the time of year when music
right.
writers put together their picks for the best music
Right,
of
no,
the last 12
but
months.
cute little music writers, right? I mean, they get the little nose and the whiskers. It's just so sweet.
We got to get somebody on the line to clear this up because clearly Luke is delusional.
It's late in the show. I've had a lot of coffee, so I could be losing it. Let's see if we can track down Bob Boylan. Are you there, Bob?
Hi, you got the fuzzy little hair part right.
I think you're a handsome man, and don't let anyone tell you any different. Bob Boylan, host of NPR's All Songs Considered, all-around music guru.
Yes.
And you've got a list of your own, but today you're talking about a big project we've been doing on NPR.org with our awesome new music site. You've put up a poll asking NPR listeners for their favorites of 07, I guess?
We have. We've been doing this for a number of years. We decided to, all right, enough with the critics. What do all the people think? We played lots of music on all these NPR news shows. We play a lot of music on the NPR website. So what do people think of their favorite music of the year? And I love this time of year.
Was this a good year for music lovers, you think?
You know, I've got this weird theory. It's a theory of the sevens. 57, 67, 77. Not sure about 87 or 97.
How dare you talk bad about the Jay Giles band.
But I think it's an amazing year for music. I think this is one of the best years, certainly for small independent bands. It's been a lousy year for jazz, I think. Other genres I'm not so enamored of. But independent rock music, great year.
I know you don't want to exactly give away the poll results
well,
yet.
Well, I mean, yeah, and we're only 6 days into it, so you know it's hard to say where it's heading. But
are there some early faves?
Well, one of the things that I'm seeing there certainly are some early favorites. I mean, and Canadians are maybe they're just outvoting everyone else. I don't know.
Oh, but yeah. But you know how to use the internet, eh?
There are strong, and there have been. I mean, we've seen this trend for a number of years now. Great music coming from Canada. You know, the bands like Arcade Fire.
In case there's one person, Bob, in the world who hasn't yet been bombarded by the Arcade Fire, let's get a little taste of what they've been up to.
Great.
Bruce Springsteen's favorite Bruce Springsteen cover band, the Arcade Fire.
No, I like Bruce and all, and I saw him back in the 70s when he was really good. But I also saw this band 4 times in New York early, and we webcast. You could hear it online, an amazing concert. These guys have it. I mean, they're a band of 9 or 10 people. This song alone, I mean, this song starts off with these images of plane crashes into buildings and this person who doesn't want to work in buildings. And then it goes into this entire story of this guy who could be Joe Simpson. He could be the father of Jessica Simpson, Ashley Simpson, who wants to put his little girl on a stage and then starts to feel the guilt. But as the money rolls in, he says, I kind of need the money, but I kind of feel the guilt. And it's all about faith. And this whole record, Neon Bible, is all about that. It's about those dilemmas in life, about how you feel about things and what you believe in. It's not just, and Springsteen did this with his storytelling. You know, he always had some real nugget going on behind the great rock and roll, and that's why Arcade Fire is such a great band.
One of the things I kind of liked about music this year, Bob, and also in recent years, is sometimes a record will have a slow burn. Mm-hmm. It'll take a couple of months for it to catch on, and all of a sudden it's everywhere, like Feist.
Yeah.
People. Yes. Another Canadian.
You want to hear some before we talk about
Absolutely.
It? Sure. Great.
I love this song. I love that she's not, well, she's one of the many ladies on the list. Interesting ladies on the top 100 list. Everything from Nellie Mackay you have on there, and Amy Winehouse, and good year for Canadians and for the gals.
I think so, too. And this record is sort of a smooth record. It doesn't push many boundaries, but that's okay. You know, you need that once in a while. You just need that record to sort of put on and, you know, help clean up the house.
My kid is so mad because I'm a pretty, you know, discerning music connoisseur. I was playing Feist for her, you know, a year ago or something, and she was playing it, and everyone was like, what's this? And then they put her on this iTunes, Apple,
right,
you know,
right,
Nano
one,
video.
Two, three, four,
now
yeah.
All her little friends' MySpace pages, Feist automatically loads when you go in, and she's all like, whatever, Johnny come lately. All right, well, keeping it Canadian and ladylike, an act that we've had on this show, right?
Yeah, they were
I was
here.
Gone that week.
Yeah, they were fantastic. Tegan and Sarah.
Tegan and Sarah.
They're great. They're also... what are they, Alberta, I think they're from?
Calgary.
Is it Calgary?
Yeah.
Somewhere up there.
Yeah, it's a beautiful, beautiful part of the world. And yet they make, it's been the three-minute pop song. They've got it. You know, they're two twin sisters, and I saw them once about 5 years ago. They opened for Ryan Adams, which is no small
sure.
thing to do, because Ryan Adams is, you know, also a master of writing good three-minute songs. And they were amazing. They were wonderful. And I have not fallen for the record called The Con, which is a new record yet. It's a little sweeter than I was hoping from them. But people are loving this record. And it's one of the surprises of what I'm seeing in this poll is how much people like The Con.
Let's hear a little Tegan and Sarah.
Group that rocks a glockenspiel. They played that song acoustically here with a glockenspiel.
It's great that you lug around a glockenspiel. Good for them.
Canadians.
Come on.
By the way, their record they had, I think before this, So Jealous, is also a total winner. And if somebody needs to kind of get warmed up to them, I'd say that's a good place
that's
to
start.
That's
a good one. Absolutely, absolutely.
So that was kind of a surprise to you that Tegan and Sarah is getting as much love on this list, which, by the way, we're talking to Bob Boylan, NPR music guru, the guy who runs All Songs Considered and is also kind of heading up this list on NPR.org at our new awesome music site, which I can't recommend highly enough.
Pretty cool.
You said this Tegan and Sarah record is getting more love than you might have expected. Any other surprises?
Well, I'll tell you, when Wilco puts out a record, I always fall in love with it. And I always fall in love with it, like, after the first 28 seconds, you know. Mm-hmm. The new record, Sky Blue Sky, was a record that was more of a band record. They all got together in the studio as opposed to doing these more experimental things they've done lately. And I've yet to warm up to this record. And I just sort of figured, and everyone I know and, you know, talk to didn't seem to love this record much. And then I'm looking at these poll charts, and it's like in the top five, and I'm going, whoa. And here's what I love about the polls, and here's what I love about the voting, because it's not a contest. I mean, you know, one record better than another? It's your opinion. But what's great about the lists are it makes me go back and think, wow, if that many people thought the Wilco record was great, I'm going to go back and spend some time with them. Maybe I just was in a bad mood that week, you know? So
I have to say, as a dedicated Wilco fan and someone who's not a music critic, and maybe we can bring up a little bit of this Wilco stuff. I think that for fans of the record, you just love Wilco so much, you're going to go there. I think critics were like, they wanted it to keep pushing the envelope. And maybe the arc of the Wilco story was they were such critical darlings that there was no more love to be had for them. They had to sort of fall from grace. Let's hear some Wilco.
Okay. You never come home. Tell me, oh, what am I gonna do?
Liked Wilco. I think maybe it's a dependable Wilco record, which is why critics might not like it so much.
Well, there's one thing to keep in mind, and Neil Young has done this, is that in the arc of a history of a band, and Wilco's going to be a band that has a long history, it's nice to have a record that's sort of comfortable, full of songs that are well-crafted, which is what they've done on this record. They're very well-crafted and played. And maybe, you know, I'll come back to this record. I'm certainly going to, over the next bunch of weeks, listen to this record again and reevaluate it, thanks to all the fans that are voting.
All right, so that's the one that surprised you, Bob. Now, what's the on the list, what artists are you pulling for that you really kind of hope get the attention they maybe deserve?
Well, there's a whole bunch for me. And I'm smiling because all I have to do is think of Flight of the Conchords, and I laugh.
I'm sold.
And I was totally surprised by this band. One night, I'd been sitting and making music. I'm a musician. I was making music, and I just needed a break. And I went down to the TV, and I don't usually do this. And it was 1 o'clock in the morning, and I flipped around, and there was this thing, and I was just laughing out loud and going, who is this? And, learned that it's a brand new show. It's on HBO. It's called Flight of the Conchords. And they put out not an album, which they're going to do very soon, but they put out an EP this year. And it's really one of my favorite things that's happened all year long. It's called the EP's called The Distant Future. There's a song called If You're Not Into It. And if you're not into it, then just pinch yourself because you need to add some humor in your life. It's really just hilarious.
Let's play a little bit.
Good.
If you want me to, I can hang around with you. If I only knew that's what you're into.
You and him, him and you. If that's what you're into, him hanging round around you, you're hanging round, yeah, you're there too.
And if you want me to, I will take off all my clothes for you. I'll take off all my clothes for you, if that's what you're into.
How about him in the nude, if that's what you're into? In the nude in front of you, is that what you'd want to view?
If it's cool with you, I'll let you get naked too. It could be a dream come true, providing that's what you are into.
Is that what you're into? Him and you in the nude.
That's I also highly recommend It's Business Time.
Oh, it is business time. Go to YouTube and put in Flight of the Conchords, and they have all these like clips of their live performances of these songs. They're just unreal. They're so great. So we're kind of getting short on time, but I understand you're also Jens Lekman fan?
Jens Lekman, he's another, there's a whole Swedish thing we didn't get to talk about. Great music coming out from Sweden. He did a song called Postcard to Nina, a song with a great story to it.
Well, Bob, you know what? There's still time left in 07. We can have you back in a couple of weeks for an update, maybe?
I'm with you.
All right, so we'll get to the Swedish part of the story then, and we'll find out how things are going on your
terrific
site.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Bob Boylan. Of All Songs Considered, get it through the NPR website or iTunes or anywhere else good music is listened to.
And go vote.
Yes, get to that list. And vote for Band of Horses. I don't know if they're on the list, but write them in.